Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Let's play a little game. I will give a quote by a famous person. You raise your hand if you know the famous person who said or wrote that quote. Raise your hand if you know the famous person who said this. Nothing can have value without being an object of utility. Anyone? Anyone? Round two. Raise your hand if you know who said this. The production of too many useful things results in too many useless people. Okay. Here's an interesting quote. Raise your hand if you know who said this. I do not like money. Money is the reason we fight. Let's try this one. No doubt you've heard it, perhaps even said it. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. Who said that one? Okay, about what I thought. Here's a quote that echoes some of our cultural conversation these days. Raise your hand if you know who said this. The rich will do anything for the poor, but get off their backs. Just a couple more. Raise your hand if you know who said this. If anything is certain, it is that I myself am not a Marxist. No one knows who said that one. This one may be more familiar. Do you know who said this one? From each according to his abilities to each according to his needs. Okay, a few hands, we're getting better. And for this last one, I'll wager that most or at least more hands can go up. Religion is the sigh of the oppressed creature, the feelings of a heartless world, just as it is the spirit of unspiritual conditions, it is the opium of the people. Aha. If you heard any of those quotes or all of them and thought of Karl Marx, you are correct. They all come from the author of the Communist Manifesto. Not all of them from the manifesto, at least according to the internet, but they come from Karl Marx himself. Marx was striving for a world in which human beings could have everything in common, and that without God in the picture at all. In recent years, the views of Karl Marx have become vogue in our national conversation. Just consider the issues of universal health care, or health care for all, as it's called, or universal basic income. Pay even passing attention to the pundits and commentators, and you will hear them debating the pros and or cons of socialism over against capitalism. And you may even come across discussions of socialism and communism on blogs and social media. And every now and then, someone will use today's text to support the economic views of socialism and even communism. After all, St. Luke tells us, no one said that any of the things that belonged to him was his own, but they had everything in common. Was St. Luke advocating for a socialist or communist economic system? Were early Christians laying the foundation for any kind of economic system whatsoever? Why did the Holy Spirit ensure that this episode even ended up in Holy Writ? As we celebrate Easter for a week of Sundays, we of course rejoice in our Lord's sacrificial death and resurrection, his cosmic victory over sin, death, and the devil. In addition, we hear and grow in the new life that his resurrection bestows upon us, his followers. You and I are baptized into Christ, into his death, into his resurrection. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too walk in newness of life. And this changed all of life for the early Christians. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. But this new life was much more than a Sunday morning thing or just a daily chapel thing. The cross and empty tomb message changed their lives and their livelihoods. Because of the resurrection of Jesus, all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. Acts chapter 2. The resurrection of Jesus turned their gaze away from themselves and placed it squarely on their brothers and sisters in Christ. No longer was life merely a matter of every person for himself or herself. Now, in Christ crucified and risen, life became a matter of joyfully taking care of one another. No longer were money and possessions things to gather, hoard, use as status symbols, or even use for all good and every refuge. Now, in Christ who died and rose again, such things became instruments and tools to serve one another, especially the needy neighbor. So how do you view the things that belong to you? That book? That laptop or device, that car, that house, that apartment, that bank account, that Roth IRA. Can you honestly say it is not your own? Could you voluntarily put it into a common pot for the good of your brothers and sisters in Christ? Yeah, I would have a hard time with that one too. That is not a capitalism problem. That is a sinful flesh problem. And that is exactly why we celebrate this week of Sundays called the Easter season. Our Lord has conquered our sinful, selfish flesh. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you, by his poverty, might become rich. So no, our text today from Acts chapter 4 is not a handy-dandy biblical proof text for socialism or communism and their everything in common view without God. Early Christians did not need the force and compulsion of government to have everything in common. They were able to do that willingly and voluntarily because of the grace of God shown and given to them in Christ crucified and risen. It's only the giving goodness of our Savior that enables, prompts, and motivates the giving goodness of his followers. And if you want to know why the Holy Spirit ensured that we get to read and hear this account from the early church, the Lutheran Study Bible offers a helpful little insight. This text is not about any particular economic system in a fallen world. Instead, this is, to quote the Study Bible, a preview and foretaste of the resurrection of paradise-like conditions in heaven, God gives us property and resources for our neighbor's benefit. Amen. And the peace of God, which goes beyond all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Please stand.